This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Bia Hui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Poland and Ukraine from today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will hold talks with his Polish counterpart, Donald Tusk, and will call on President Andrzej Duda. Prime Minister Modi will undertake an official visit to Ukraine on 23rd of this month on the invitation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The 2+2 ministerial dialogue between India and Japan was held in New Delhi yesterday. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, Japanese Minister of Defence Kihara Minoru and Minister of Foreign Affairs Yoko Kamikawa took part in the meeting. During the 2+2 meeting, the ministers reviewed the bilateral cooperation and explored new initiatives to further strengthen the engagements between the two countries. They also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Faridabad, Haryana today. She will grace the fifth convocation of J.C. Bose University of Science and Technology. In a separate event, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will address the inaugural session of 19th CII India-Africa Business Conclave in New Delhi today. The theme of the three-day conclave is Creating One Future. The conclave focuses on areas such as trade, investment, infrastructure, healthcare and technology. The conclave began yesterday. More than 1,100 international delegates from 65 countries, out of which 47 are African nations, are participating in the conclave. BJP has appointed party leader Ram Madhav and Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy as election in charge for the upcoming Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections. The filing of nominations for the first phase of assembly elections in the Union Territory began yesterday after the issuance of notification by the Election Commission of India. 24 assembly constituencies will go to the polls in the first phase of elections, with voting taking place on the 18th of September. Last date of filing of papers is 27th of August. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, has issued guidelines outlining the necessary steps for handling patients with suspected monkeypox virus. AIIMS said that patients with fever, rash, or a history of contact with confirmed monkeypox cases will be flagged for immediate assessment and key symptoms will be identified. It directed the departments to immediately place suspected patients in a designated isolation area to minimize contact with other patients and staff. The second edition of the National Conference of Enforcement Chiefs of the State and Central GST Formations was held in New Delhi yesterday. The National Conference comes in the backdrop of a special drive being undertaken by both central and state formations to identify and weed out fake registrations. Addressing the conference, Secretary of the Revenue Department in the Finance Ministry, Sanjay Malhotra, encouraged the central and state GST formations to focus on the fake registration during the special drive to ensure deterrence. He also added that the balance between enforcement actions and ease of doing business is important. In the conference, Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs CBIC Chairman Sanjay Agarwal emphasized the need for enforcement agencies to stay ahead of the evaders so that the sanctity of the GST system is preserved. Employees Provident Fund Organization has added 19.29 lakh net members in June this year, registering a growth of 7.86% in comparison to same month of the last year. Ministry of Labour and Employment said that the surge in membership can be attributed to numerous factors, including increased employment opportunities. The data indicates that around 10.25 lakh new members have enrolled during June this year. The International Cricket Council, ICC, has moved the ninth edition of Women's T20 World Cup to the United Arab Emirates, UAE, from Bangladesh, while the Bangladesh Cricket Board, BCB, will continue as the official host of the event. The tournament will take place across the two venues in the UAE, Dubai and Sharjah from October 3rd to 20th. This decision to relocate the tournament from Bangladesh to the UAE underscores the challenging situation in Bangladesh and the ICC's commitment to ensuring a successful and secure event. The Paralympic Committee of India, PCI, has appointed Satya Prakash Sangwan as the chef de mission of the Indian contingent for the upcoming Paris 2024 Paralympic Games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.